New Country Z100, Kent the Country Morning Show, and this time of year, I tell you what, one of my all-time favorite foods, really year-round, is chili. But there's something about a chili dinner with your local fire department that just makes me happy. And if you're looking for one, well, it's this Saturday with the Heron Fire Department. They're having their annual chili dinner. And to tell us more about it, I've got Chief Sean Pretty on the phone line with me. Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ken. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Well, buddy, I tell you what, thank you for doing this year. I'm sure things are a little different. Is it carry out only on Saturday?
Sure. The two big changes for this year is it's carry out only. We're actually going to do it as a drive-through type event, and it's going to actually not be at the fire station because we don't have enough room. It's actually going to be in the parking lot for OLMC School there by St. Mary's Church, and we'll have barricades and signs showing how to get in, but you'll enter in off of Monroe Street. So that's the only way we figured that we could do it safe with this crazy time we're in right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's actually a really efficient way to do it. Folks can get their chili. You'll just escort them on through there by Our Lady of Mount Carmel, then they go home and get everything they need to go.
Yep, they won't have to get out of their vehicle at all. They'll come through and we'll get their money and have them come through and get their chili. We'll still be providing sodas and dessert as part of the ticket price. We'll have the jumbo hot dogs, for a little bit extra that we normally do available. And we'll just hand everything to them and then out they'll go.
I tell you what, this is a great deal. What is the price of a ticket? Do we need to get it in advance or we just show up on Saturday?
Yeah, you do not need to get them in advance. They are $7 a piece. I said it'll include a drink and dessert. A hot dog is a little bit extra if somebody wants that. We'll get them all fixed up. And the only other little side note is it's actually going to be 11 to 5 this year or until we run out, which we're making more.
Okay.
We've ran out the last 2 years and we keep making more. So, come early and, to be sure that you get some.
Yeah, Sean. Well, what time does it start on Saturday?
11 o'clock.
All right, 11 o'clock. And then I can't stress to our listeners enough, the proceeds from this go to a pretty cool program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. We fund our fire prevention program is called the Learn Not to Burn program, and it is solely funded usually by this chili dinner and sometimes a little bit of other donations that come in. But the main way we fund our program, which is how we go in, do our fire prevention program in the third grade and our fire prevention week through all the grades up to grade five. Just real quick, I don't know if you saw on our Facebook page, but we had an oven fire a couple weeks ago when the young gentleman that was 12 years old put the fire out and said he learned how to do so by taking what he was in our fire prevention program.
The Heron Fire Department Chili Dinner. It will go on. It's this Saturday. And once again, head on over to Our Lady of Mount Carmel School. It's there on West Monroe Street, just a couple blocks off of Route 148 Park Avenue in town in Heron. And they'll direct you 11 o'clock. Saturday morning is when it gets started. So, Chief Sean Pretty with the Heron Fire Department, I appreciate your time, brother.
Ken, I appreciate your time and your continued support of our program. It helps a lot get the word out. I really appreciate it.